The revised plan was done in considerable rush for reasons that are not entirely clear. It's a matter of common experience that errors occur more frequently under such conditions. Actions that could help prevent such an incident from happening again include hiring more staff, however, most institutions are reluctant to do this, establishing a minimum amount of time for the generation and validation of all plans, but particularly complex plans, and establishing an agreed-upon method for prioritizing activities so that safety-critical activities take precedence over other when the staff is working under pressure.